It's the SVI Radio Network. I'm David Kazir, and joined now over the phone with the Star Valley, Wyoming Temple President of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, James Moser. President Moser, thank you so much for taking some time with us here tonight.
Thank you.
Now, President Moser, the announcement came out today from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints regarding the phase one of reopening of certain temples, and 17 temples officially being named in that, and one of those being the Star Valley, Wyoming Temple. So, President, the big question I think everybody has is, what does that really mean? And phase one, what are some of the limitations and restrictions that will still be in place?
Okay, as noted, 17 temples opened this week, and then an additional 17 are scheduled to open next week, which includes ours. And the phase one, what that includes is that we're able to do living sealing ordinances. And we provide ordinances in the temple, not only for ourselves, but for deceased ancestors. And those proxy ordinances for deceased ancestors won't be able to be done at this time. And the only ordinances that can be done will be the living sealings.
Are there restrictions on how many people are allowed into the temple?
Yes, there is. There'll be the couple that's involved in the sealing, and then they can have a maximum of 6 guests join them. And there won't be any additional guests that could join them outside the temple as well. They'll just be limited to those 6. This will include licensed marriages as well as sealing of previously married couples. And so there's the two parts of that sealing that can be done.
It's President James Moser. He is the temple president of the Star Valley, Wyoming Temple of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. President Moser, what kind of precautions do you expect to continue forward for the temple, if any, in regards to the pandemic?
With the phase one, additionally to the restriction on just the living ordinances to being done, we're also restricted on the geographic location of the folks that we can accommodate there. And right now we can provide ordinances for people that reside in our temple district and also anybody that's a resident of the state of Wyoming. And reasons for that would be travel. We do have several folks in the Montpelier and Soda Springs area who are members of our temple district, and we'll be able to provide ordinances for them, but they will be responsible for meeting their quarantine qualifications after they've returned back to their homes. So they'll want to make sure they take that into account.
Absolutely. Now, looking at the opening phases, so phase one would be, as you talked about, the sealings by the living husband and wife, sealings by appointment. Can you discuss some of the other phases that's coming down in hopes of the pandemic, if it starts to lighten, what those will look like in the future?
Phase two, it would be an opening for all living ordinances, and that would include an ordinance that we call an endowment that's available for members of the church. That's not available in phase one, but in phase two that would be. Phase three will open for ordinances for the living ordinances we've talked about, plus proxy ordinances for ancestors of the individuals that are there, and then phase four would be full open. The safety guidelines that we follow will be masks will be in place. Patrons will be given the opportunity to wear gloves if they would like to do that. We'll only have a group that will come to the temple at a time. They'll come and the ordinance will be performed, and then they'll leave the temple. The temple be cleaned before another group would come to the temple.
So, President, it sounds like a lot of precautions being taken here as the temple begins to gradually open up. President, just in conclusion here, anything you'd like to touch on? And one question I wanted to ask you about is what that's like for you as the temple president to see the temple begin to open up again, at least in phase one. What is that like for you?
We're excited. We had nearly 2 months ago now, we went into a partial closure And we were able to participate in a limited number of ordinances, and it was a great experience. And then for about 6 weeks now, we've been closed completely, and it's been hard. We've missed our association with the temple workers and with the patrons that come to the temple. As we've worked with them over the past several years, we've grown to love them, and it's been hard to be away from them. We really miss them. We're looking forward to getting back and working together with them.
Well, and it sounds like that's well on the way, at least with phase one beginning for the Star Valley Temple. It's President James Moser, president of the Star Valley Wyoming Temple of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. President, thanks again so much for your time.
Thanks, David. Thank you.
It's the SVI Radio Network.